Is that you, Maverick? Have I got you open?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're hopping a boat.
Yeah, I'm
did
open.
Did you talk to Ian last week?
No.
Saturday? Okay, go ahead.
No. Hi, Ian.
Hey.
Hey, I'd like you to identify the nature of the entity that Jesus encountered in Matthew 4, 1 through 11.
Well, that was a bump. What would you like to know?
Well, it's commonly referred to an encounter with Lucifer, the temptation, right? Temptations.
The temptation of Christ, but then see, that spurred right off of the Sermon on the Mount. You know Sermon on the Mount?
It's been a while since I've heard it. But yes.
The Beatitudes, where he said the 50,000 or 200,000 with three little pieces of bullshit and stuff. Okay, well, the point of this interaction was the angelic representation of, please come on and show me what you got. I'll show you yours if you'll show me mine. Because remember, that was the battle all along. And so the obsolescence of the little man proving his power. How many times have you heard us say we don't do politics?
Well, many, many.
That's the same exact thing that Lucifer represented to trying to get Jesus to show out. He wouldn't do it. Now, he'd crashed the world, and he did that, and he moved the mountain, and he moved to the mount of Golgotha. He did a bunch of stuff, but it wasn't from a commanding standpoint of showing out.
It always was
when you do that.
That
a representation of all. Stop. Listen. No, it was not. It was the representation of all the angels.
Okay.
It wasn't just Lucifer or just what he stood for. It was actually all of them.
Okay. I started watching the...
Hey, Maverick, didn't he start off saying that was a Bob or all the Bobs? Isn't that what his first word was?
I didn't hear that.
Did you say that? That was Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, no, that was Bob is what he said, Mary. And this is all the angels, so Bob's in charge of all the angels, or he's a frame around them as a dark soul. Very profound point there, Maverick. Might want to pursue it a little further.
Yeah, I didn't hear that, though.
Right, but you know, the dark soul. The dark soul is Bob.
Right.
The dark soul represents that abject conductivity that's going to also judge the angels. So this representation is the angel side of a dark soul encounter.
Okay.
And you know what Roxy would say? You know what Roxy would say? All is recorded. That's what Roxy would say.
I don't know how to pursue that any further, Bob.
No, you did. Just look at the differential between the angels, the dark soul, and little man and God. That's the Hindiades, one by means of two. That's all four. Matter of fact, just step back. We got this. This is a good thing since Bob's going to drive this thing into a fine powdery pulp. So good for him these days. The representation that you're on, the Golgotha, the bringing up to the mount, when they were taken up, and that's when the before he went to Gethsemane to cry and the rocks and blood and guts and bullshit stuff. All the they call it the temptation of Christ. That temptation is
to
endure or subdue the powers from this realm of this world. The dark soul counters that by saying, come on, what you got? Show me what you got. Come on, show me what you got. Come on, that's what Bob does. Bob does it time and time again. Come on, show me what you got. You all that in the bag of chips, let's see. You got a big one? Flip it out here, big boy. Let's see. We won't see. We're gonna get the goober police on here and look about this and see what's going on. And we're going to see how it all works itself out, see? Only because he's unabased. Unabashedly unabased.
Unabased, yeah.
okay? Because Bob doesn't care. Hey.
Yeah, Bob doesn't care.
Is it Monday night again, Carolyn? It's Monday night. Yay, tell us about REMAG.
No, I got more than REMAG, Ion.
Good.
Maverick, are you quoting Dark Soul from Mark, or are you quoting Dark Soul from Revelation 23:6?
I'm not quoting either one. I just asked about Matthew 4. I was curious because there isn't, in the King James, there isn't, it's commonly referred to the temptation of Lucifer, and then they bring in Satan, and they're, Satan, get behind me.
That's right. That's the rub. That's the Hendites. That's where it splits. From the dark soul, from the represent Lucifer, if ever Lucifer is in the battle, he's referring to all the angels from all the angelic realm, because that's the rub. But then you have Satan, which would be the other representation, and you can thank Dante for that application, because Dante brings it into another side that says, oh, okay, but what about the transfiguration? See, Satan doesn't care about the transfiguration. The dark soul does, because once Jesus ascends, that's a huge deal. But if he doesn't ascend, shrimp, it don't matter. Who cares? Do what you want to do. You just become another Buddha story.
What I'm referring to, Maverick, in Revelation 23:6, which maybe you haven't read, the verse 6 is, and again I heard the angel, all capitalized, of the Lord, all capitalized, saying, there should be a dark soul, and this soul shall dwell in a man, which will give power over the balance of man before the full power wrought by man, all caps, in the fullness of eternal bliss. So then after
that was one of our marriage vows.
right up there with Carolyn. Right, and Carolyn's repose was, yes, Bob, I like you pretty good. Let's see how this goes.
Give it another 50 years.
Yeah.
So then,
another 50 years, if he behaves. If he behaves, Carolyn. If he behaves.
Yeah, it's getting pretty doubtful lately. But anyway, in our Revelation Revealed series, Maverick, that Bob and I did with Ion, right after we read out that verse, Ion says, little p power, that would be affecting authority. It will give authority over the balance of little man. Apparently the second war is when this dark soul starts telling the little men that he has authority over the balance of all the other little men.
Right.
Sounds like Bob, doesn't it?
Does. Actually, it does.
I have a deal.
And I just said something about Bob and balance, I think, Carolyn. I think I hear him say balance.
Yeah. The balance of the tides. That's the point. It's almost a bit like this. Now, this may be the glib version of this, so hold tight. Don't count this with, hey, all you typers, all the designated typers, guess what? Yeah. This is going to change. This is going to change. But today, these are the words. But put a little quotation mark. Subject to change with or without notice. Okay? But the representation that you're actually embracing here is how the dark soul, in the control of the power seat, has to come into power. And see, that's what y'all kind of watched Bob do here lately. He went through it and went through it and went through it and went through it, and now he's eased into his place of power. And let me tell you that they some folks nervous in the service. We just got to tell you, because he has done just that. He's eased into that place of power. And the balance, as Carolyn said, perfectly laid in the conversation to hold the power outside of the box, but inside the vessel, so that you have the ability and capacity to also ascend, because Jesus is gone. He ascended and is gone, meaning he became God and didn't give a flip about you anymore. He's already done all he's going to do. That's all he's got to do is ascend. That's all you got to do is ascend. So he becomes the stay, hey, why don't you come on? Hey, why don't you come on? Hey, okay, don't come on. I'm going to ask questions until you're so blue in the face, you're either going to kill yourself or you're going to ascend. That's why it's day two. We said Bob's going to stay with you till you buy or die. That's what's going to come. So
yeah,
he's hanging out to make sure everybody makes it in.
Yeah, you continued on back there. I mean, we're going back 9 years saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. You said, yeah, continuing, the angel comes back in here and says, wait a damn minute. You have little men that have power over the angels that they don't know. Now there's going to be a dark soul, and this dark soul is going to be in a man, and it's going to run around giving authority over all the other little men before somebody's even going to get to the seat, to Bob's right hand. Not only is the little man is going to be powerful over us, you're going to have somebody over the little men that's going to really cram it down our throats. Try typing that, Gene. I'll send it to you.
Oh, there you go.
Thank God for recording.
That was
those
good.
Words,
that was very good, Joe.
Those words, Carolyn's words that were our words, that were those words. That
perfect
were, now, those
words
won't change. You can touch those. We have to be soft with it now, because listen now, everybody who's got ears to hear, let them hear. The tech body is trying to fuck you up.
Yeah.
Let's be real clear.
Yeah.
It's trying to undo, up, down, over, under everything a rabbit can do to a stump. It's trying to twist up, tangle up, tap, tap, dip, tap, stop. It'll get you convinced that north is south and south is north and east is west, and which way is the wind blowing, Bob, if you're down south to face and south in Maui and the wind's hitting your face, which way is the wind blowing? There you go. It'll be a long conversation to figure that out, but the whole point is, it'll make it topsy-turvy. It'll make it topsy-turvy. It'll shift it to a point where you will question who you are. You will question who you are. So be very aware. All we're saying is, be aware. Kind of make some, if you need some Hansel and Gretel syndrome, leave you some breadcrumbs along so you can find your way. Ask somebody. You got your black mirror. You can trust that black mirror, right?
Yeah.
You put everything into it, right?
I don't use one.
Well, we know, but now all you're going to get, but that makes a difference. You don't have to use it. What's going to happen is if Googler don't got it, and you know something, and somebody, you say something, they Googler it, and there's no doubt in the Googler, they're going to call you a damn liar. You ridiculous snot. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. Get thee behind me, Satan. You're not going to come in here and tell me my Googler's better than your Googler. Who the hell do you think you are? Off with his head. Off with his head. Off. And they'll drag you like me, too, and they'll drag you off down in the ditch somewhere and stomp the dog shit out of you. And you won't have no black mirror to record what happened when the trial starts and they're trying to prove what happened. You see?
Okay, so
it doesn't matter if you're against or not.
Yeah, we have the two wars, the angels are fighting each other. But what you're saying now, picking up where Bob has been directing, is the tech body. Bob was saying today to me something. Are the angels taking over the tech body, or is the tech body taking over the angels, or is it just like
yes,
a back and forth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yes, yes. See, one feeds off the other. Here's
feeds
the point.
Off.
Everybody thinks that the Yellow Dog Democrats is doing all this stuff, the subversion and all this caterwauling and stuff. They're not even that smart, y'all. They're not that bright. They don't know. They don't have a clue. But what's happening is the tech body picks up that little nothing and blows it up into this thing. And so now something's important. If it's Kiss Kasey trending, that makes it important.
Well,
because
Ion,
important.
Look at this. Revelation 23, verse 8. The whole of heaven and earth is subject to the creations of man. So there it is. Right this minute, we're subject to tech body. Boom.
And you get on the stage and start preaching that hard, and the tech body will be very quickly offended. You know why? Because now you're saying, what you're saying is that man's interaction is moot. So you have a Hal, the computer Hal, running the world and telling you, well, they get offended because, see, does the tech body not know it's the tech body? Well, you'll have to ask the dark soul. He'll let you know.
Right.
You see?
And verse 9, and Michael the angel, searched all earth, capital E, for the dark soul to consume the soul to restore balance and quench man's authority over the angelic host. So Michael is after you, Bob. Look out.
Michael in South Africa?
No, we got him on the green. He's okay. He's going to be all right.
Well, what chapter is that, Joan?
23.
What? All that about me is in chapter 23? Holy, wow. I should read that book.
No, Bob, that book reads you. You don't.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. That's what's been going on. That's why I know it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's pretty good.
The other supplements.
Well, Hal, I mean, not Hal, Maverick, you evoked a very interesting topic, but that's appropriate because you've been with me the longest. You go way back there, the Church of Genius.
Way back.
Well, I won't go back that
almost
far.
Almost as long as May Brusco.
I'll go back to Cloak and Dagger, and that's it.
Well, that's pretty far back. That's summer and fall
back.
Of 2002 with Nelson Dahl on. What was the name?
Yeah.
640, big. Had a slang name for the station, Big Something.
I listened to it on the MP3s.
Oh, okay, you heard in the archives. All right. You weren't there in 2003. And you know, that means you would have heard the one where I was on with Alex Jones. You remember that?
I vaguely remember.
Before he
left. I didn't know who that
before he
I thought
lost
it was a comedy
mind,
act.
That's when he was saying.
Okay,
was
what are you saying, Ian? Before what?
That's when he was sane, when Alex Jones was sane.
Oh, right.
Look what happened. Now, let's just clean this up while you're on a roll. You all are on a roll. Let's just clean this up. What happened to Alex Jones is the very thing we're describing. He went sideways of the media ecology, okay? He said something that was precious, which is terrible, which was ridiculous, which wasn't the case. Which also was true, which also was a damn lie that Columbine didn't take place at all. And in about a two dozen realities and or worlds and or realms, we can prove that that indeed was absolutely the case. It did not occur. It did not happen. The shootout. And it's like, and that's what ran. He got bowled up and started talking shit. To say, well, that didn't even happen. A bunch of ridiculous people. They just run around trying to do something, blah, blah, blah. Well, look what happened. It separated his whole world. It ended his whole life. Family, money, position. Now he's selling renegade MREs for the last few people that didn't die in the last Armageddon that was blown up in the thing. And there's a great psychological profile therapy only because the tech body took and chewed him up and spat him out.
Mm.
You see?
Yep.
And because he's as wild as Steve Bannon. Bannon ain't in the same, ain't in the old folks' home, and he was as crazy as Breitbart ever was.
Well, and look at the symbolism of what happened. He was on our show, and during a commercial break, while the commercial was running and everybody's hearing the commercial, me and Jones started talking, and we didn't know we were talking over the commercial, and I was explaining to him the Android beat. I was going, listen to that. I was talking about the advertising. Listen to the Android beat. Listen to it go. And he was sort of trying to understand me. And then when we finished the commercial, we came back on, Nelson and everybody were panicked. Management was panicked because we had drowned out the commercial. And people have paid for that commercial. Manager was in trouble. And so that was the beginning of the race. And here it is, 17 years later, Alex Jones got lost in the Android meme because we both tried to talk over it, you know, in life and his career. He tried to out-talk it. I tried to out-talk it. I won and he didn't.
That's right. That's
great metaphor.
Yeah, but you have been shot. But you have been shot more times than Alex Jones. I will give you that.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, that just shows how well protected I am.
You are
so far. So far.
So far, you're all right.
What's Maverick trying to say? Maverick, you're trying to get in. This little man trying to get into our meeting, our board meeting with the Giants. And Maverick's yelling, hey, what about this?
He thinks somebody headed to the talking stick, Bob. Somebody headed to the talking stick.
I'm a professional lurker anyway in this environment, so I'm just coming out of the closet.
Okay, so I drowned you out. What were you saying, like, 35 seconds ago?
I was just curious if that was – that's not in your archives, that outing of you and Alex Jones.
No, that would have been the commercial. They would have knocked that off the archives. That's right. Yeah. But
that's all ahead. I was asking.
Yeah.
That's all I was asking.
Hey, let me add this, because I want to know about this dark soul, because I appear to be living with
it. She's curious.
That's pretty now, good. That's pretty. Now she's concerned, Bob. Yes, dear.
So
go ahead.
Here's Revelation 23:12. Who can stand before the heavenly host to subdue the imbalance of heaven? To set the angels as equal to men. So there's the balance point. And then 14, I heard the angel of the Lord again saying, I remember the first war in heaven, the way the sky burned, the faces of angels destroyed. I saw a third of heaven's legion destroyed, and I saw the creation of hell. And
Notice now, hold on. So all this time up until then, there was no hell? Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That was what the judgment was all about. But just now, see, they made this sidebar place for Ray Wiley Jones, whatever his name is. Ray Wiley.
Billy Hubbard, Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, probably. He's probably in there, too. Probably in Miles Cyrus and the rest of them. In Rihanna, that's right. It's this place for them to dwell, okay? So that the devil could go down to Georgia, that he's looking for a soul to steal. That whole genre, and that's what it became, this whole issue. So now Dead South makes a song, in hell I'll be in good company. See, now they've even made a moratorium on what they call hell from that aspect. As the point of it was encouraged or, at that mark, created. So up until then, there was not. There was ascended or not ascended, apparently.
Okay, so then the hell comes, and then this is 14. That was 13, hell. So Rev 23:14. But now my brothers are not yet brothers to steal the dark soul before Lucifer, the most loved by God, seals the second war in heaven. This war is waged on the whole of earth and the fullness thereof. So Bob says that means they are not ready to be able to handle this dark soul. So Bob's on. Bob doesn't know he's dark soul yet, so... But he's
That's
on
right.
it.
That's right.
And
I'm That's right.
On
That's says, right. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to. He still is. That's right. That's
and
right.
And Ion, you say 9 years ago, so it's like a race. These are the angelic seals. We're talking about the angels. Apparently, even the two-thirds of heaven that are left aren't bound together to steal the dark soul before Lucifer seals the second war in heaven. If Lucifer gets the dark soul, apparently he can seal the second war in heaven. Now, and if Lucifer does Lucifer has control, and we totally lose it, correct?
Correct. Yeah, what happened? The sealing of that second war obfuscates the opportunity for your ascension.
Uh-huh.
There's no reason.
Lucifer,
the battle's over.
Tech body. There's a relationship between Lucifer.
Well, now see, we just said that. Remember, that's why we had to clear that out. They kind of wax and wane amongst themselves. Sometimes it's the tech body, and they don't know. Sometimes it's the tech body. Now it's whooping the angels in every their window. You see, Mediacology. There was this fellow one time. His name was Marshall McLuhan. Herbert Marshall McLuhan. And he had some interesting constructs on this very topical idea of how it applies that the media can become so entrenched in itself that it overcomes what even is being said or whatever the message is. So that the fireplace becomes more substantial than the fire. But without the fire, you don't even need a fireplace. How many people have houses now that have fireplaces in them that don't have a fire in them? Astounding.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
But they got fireplace. They judge a house by the fireplaces. Okay. So this rub becomes, is it the toast or the toaster? That's from day one. This is that same conversation. Is it the tech body or is it Lucifer? You won't be able to. Sometimes you can't tell. And they can't even tell because when you start layering the onion, layering the pages on top of each other in the Gutenberg galaxy, in a moment, as we said from day three, how do you know for sure the one that wrote the reading right?
Yeah, because the ion, you can say right here, the dark soul confuses it. So you start with it's both wars. The issue is the same in both wars. The only different dynamic is that you got this dark soul that's contained in a man, and you didn't have that in the first war. The dark soul confuses it, because if you had two-thirds of heaven, then you could get together and settle it. And the dark soul, take it out of the mix, then you got it whooped. Now, so we need to parse that. If you if you get rid of Bob, then who's whooped? Little man.
Well, that's right. Little man doesn't have a prayer. You better give your heart to Jesus, because your ass belongs to us, for sure.
Now, Carol,
you outcomed it.
Right. Now, this is a subtle point. We could say Bob, as I said, confused the audience of Toronto in the 80s, messed a lot of people up. That's the confusion. Then the chart is a confused diagram. But Norman Mailer said, and he was a friend of McLuhan's, so McLuhan was a Canadian, and Mailer was the American. So he had this Canada-American dialogue about the Android meme. And Mailer said his point in his novels was technology is a new factor that's confusing both God and the devil. So he was intuiting the McLuhan issue.
Yeah, very good.
So that's what the confusion is. So you've got the angels, the android meme, and the chip body, the tech body, and little man and ascended man. They're all in this quadrophenic phase shifting that Ion comes across sometimes as very complex and Finneganese, because Ion has to address all those levels every 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Correct, Ion?
You know.
Continually.
Well, I'm curious,
Maverick,
because he mentioned he was talking to Gene and the Lucifer, he made the statement something like, well, Lucifer would actually help us out every once in a while or be... In other words, he was more with us than he was with the other two, than the other two were with us. Like,
well, wait a minute. Marvick, Ion also said the tech body will help us, and we're going to take that confusion and flip it. This is Ion's agenda, is to subtly jujitsu the tech body, who will help us for its apparent purposes at different times.
Okay.
So Allison,
well, the jujitsu that.
Hang on, Allison just emailed me and she says, it's easy to see the tech body's taking over. Jeez, the android is mean.
Well, why is she texting? Why is she private emailing you?
Because she knows I multitask.
All right.
I've been watching this. I watch sports, and what I've noticed is that the technology to override any human interaction, like umpires, it's starting to veto a lot of stuff, and it's become more apparent since the tech body, I became aware of the tech body. Now it's like
Marshall talked about the instant replay. Now it was together in everything, remember?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it was the first time humans had the meaning before the experience.
Right.
The metaphysical mindfuck.
It's starting to screw things up, but anyway, that's good enough.
Well, that happened in 1970 in football, and that erased all the countercultural movements of the
Instant
of the 60s.
Instant replay, yeah.
Instant replay just came in, as I was saying, and they obsolesced everybody. And that's the meaning of my chart, showing from 1960 to 1990, the android meme slowly sneaking up on everybody, undermining God, sex, politics, consciousness, and the Orphic Baroque spirals. It's on the chart.
Carolyn, what passages were you reading?
Damn those Orphic something spirals.
Baroque spirals, buddy. it's a new word for us. We just caught him learning a new phrase, and he didn't get it all the first time. He liked the rhythm of it. He wanted to use it. The Orphic something something.
We couldn't even. We couldn't even say it. Now we got to be ashamed of it.
That's right. Trina is smiling.
Yeah, Maverick.
Carolyn, what passages were you reading?
Chapter 23 of Revelation, and apparently we were told by...
What passages?
I think I started at like 10 or something. I'll go back. But
it's in the
Ion
1 through 22.
That... Wait, stop!
Oh, there's that crow voice. Carol's crow voice. Very good.
And then you got Bob Death Rattle right behind it. It's pretty good. It's good.
No, the wheeze is better. I'm medicated out that wheeze.
He's all dry now.
Yeah, I was around of Revelation 23:12, but... Ion tells us it's a different chapter 23 than you'll find elsewhere. Apparently in the Bible there's no chapter 23.
Right. No, I have those. I can listen back in the archives and read along with you from there because I have.
I was just asking Ion about that last night, Carolyn. Randy Moggins comes in, you know, as part of his put down about. He says they claim they had the chapter 23. Well, it's on the internet. First point, he doesn't know that I put it on the internet as soon as he was telling us about it. And then I asked Ion, your chapter 23 that we got back in 2010 is way more deep and complete than whatever's on the internet.
Yeah, I'm looking at what I'm finding on the internet real quick and type in Dark Soul. They're not talking about
it. And chapter 23rd.
Correct.
Yeah, nothing comes up, right?
Right, but I...
Boy, you shouldn't.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you were making a point.
Yeah, Dark
Souls. You were.
Not online, on the online chapter 23.
Yeah, that's what you were going to say, but I interrupted it. Then you said it after I brought in my point, not knowing my point.
Bob, it has been said.
What? Well, go on to your next point. Let's see if we can get to another point.
Well, the next point would be to go, it's just a repetition, actually. I'm reading through all of Revelation now and the transcript of it. And it just keeps repeating and gets to this crescendo of the second war in heaven. That's where we're at right now. And the tech body. We just went to it.
Well, that's the beginning of the going through the book of Revelation. It's the last chapter. So we're right at the beginning, right when Ion returned.
That's right. Cool. Ready for the marathon, sir. Ready for work, sir.
Hurry up and wait. Mm-hmm. It's been hurry up and wait for a long time.
Well, it's 40 years through the desert, but you out of that now. Mount Sinai is just in sight.
Yeah, as soon as we got out of it, we burned it down. We burned L.A. down.
But to be fair, it wouldn't work much.
Revelation 23, verse 22 is this huge, long thing. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
I haven't read anything. Remember, it's about me. I don't read my address. I know my phone number. I know my address when I was born, so I'm not reading the details.
Okay.
You have to do that.
So anyway, reading through Revelation, we come across the bread of life and the living water and the deep
gold
blade, and
white stone,
and the book.
Yeah, the white stone.
Randy Moggins, Matthew Hurtado, they're all in there.
Joe Dunsloan.
We all love that name. Joe Dunsloan. great day.
In fact, the 18 keys that Michael went over on payday last weekend, they summarized all of Revelation.
Yeah.
Everything is it's like the spiral.
Well, you know, if you look at our chart on the wall, there were originally 13 parts, and another 5 or 6 were added. It's 18 or 19 on the wall there, right, Ion? Total number symbol?
That's right.
Yeah.
Correct.
And you have the 30 in another part of the supplement diagrams, and maybe it's 30 errors. Then you add 18-something, the keys, and you get to 48. You don't get to 49, but there is a 49
right.
aspect.
To be correct. Revealed.
Well, maybe right now.
It's not even all that serious, because now, see, the only thing that's important to the issue is where you are in perspective to it. We've about done everything we can do. It's now you need to come on with it. You know, fish or cut bait. It's cool. It's up to you. What do you want to do? You want to go take a nap? Okay, go take a nap. It's all right with us. We don't give a damn. Do what you do. It don't bother one of us anymore. It's changed. If y'all have noticed, the dynamic has changed just a little bit. You see? Being ye doers of the word, not just hearers. Now you hide it in your heart. It's on all the time. You can get it every way you want to get it. You can't say, I can't get to it. The tech body can't take it away from you. It's everywhere. It's too far out. So now you engage. You find that you have a capacity to. So engage if you want to. Screw it if you don't. It's all right with us. And let's have some fun. It ought to be fun. Now you're getting to the good part. This is where you really want season tickets.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, what's incredible, Carolyn, we've never seen this person show up. Butchie Electron showed up.
No.
That goes back to Flaps McMenemy in 1964.
There you go.
Damn, Butchie Electron. He says, don't forget. Well, what's interesting is that we would go through, it's right in my memo to Prince Charles, with Flaps, he and I would go through our memories of everything. And we get so involved in it, we evoke Butchie Electron. And that's what Butchie Electron is saying there. Don't forget.
Uh-oh.
Butchie Electron knows it's involved with the memory retrieval of Dobbs.
Mm-hmm.
Dobbs and Flaps. So,
and,
so appropriate.
And
I mean, what is this? Is this an angel coming in saying that?
This and it's obstellation. Obstellation.
Obstellation.
Obstellation.
That's a whole company. You get started. So somebody just said Flaps 2, FLAPPSTOO. I think it's the same person typing all these different names, except for Bruce. Bruce out of it. He's over there in automated space 54, whatever it's called, zone 54. So Bruce,
54,
he can remain
where
normal.
Yeah.
What do they call those things?
Where are you?
Area. Yeah, Area 54. Mm-hmm. So one person is typing all these different characters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's. Okay, Maverick, excellent input there. You evoked a lot. That was excellent.
Carolyn,
you have one more point
so
you want to say? Did
Carolyn
you get to anything you want to talk about?
Carolyn said,
"Oh, interject
it would have been
that
shit.
It is a short
shit. It would have been
okay.
shit. It would have been shit without Carolyn, Bob. She saved that one.
Yeah, probably."
Cover your ears, Maverick.
Yes.
Cover your ears, Maverick. Avert your lying ears. Avert your lying ears.
Okay, I'm going to mute all the
unknowns. Yeah, you're about to get slam dunked by Ion.
Well, let's see. Usually for a lark, normally play music.
Oh, lark, you've never said that word.
Yeah, the other L, Leon. Yeah, let's see for a lark what Leon has to say down in Los Angeles.
That's a cigarette. Lark is a cigarette. That's a
right.
You're going to have a smoke break. Okay, everybody, smoke them if you got them. It's a smoke break. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Lark. I mean, Leon. If he's even there.
I'll take
he
a break.
Calls in. He calls in, puts the phone down at the bus station, and walks off.
Wait for someone to pick it up.
Yeah, yeah. So you have nothing to say, Leon? Oh, no.
Well,
I see the red.
Hello?
Go ahead. Yeah, go.
To follow up on 9/11 on Saturday, the individuals that jumped out of the building by chance.
Somebody jumped out of a building by 10?
By chance? Or what?
By chance.
9/11 building jumpers. You brought it up, Bob.
Oh, well, yes, we did play 9/11. You're talking about that, Leon?
No, you said the words about watching people jumping.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. What about it, Leon?
The last time I asked, it was, I came to a conclusion that they shifted to different worlds. But are some shifted to different worlds, or are others still kind of in, I say, limbo?
No, to start over, they died. And you would ask Ian, did they die or did they go somewhere different because of the radical nature of the event?
Yes.
Ask that.
Did they die or did they shift because of that radical nature?
Some died. Some died. Some did dimensionally shift because you remember the steel that the Twin Towers was made out of was some kind of special, we want to say enchanted metal anyway. And every bit of that got hauled down the East River and hauled back to China. So that's
right. By Trump's company.
By Trump's company, by the way. But don't go saying that. God damn it, it'll be another collusion, exclusion, confusion, pollution. It'd be
Trump's been colluding with the Chinese for 25 years.
Oh, good God, yes, Lord. And the Bolsheviks will get tore up, and then we'll have to go back and do the 108-year war that was only 74 months. And it's going to be amazing.
Okay, Leon, are you getting? Is that all you wanted to know? A general broad view?
The question is this, what did they do with the metal in China? What did they build, or are they still holding on to it?
They're holding on to it.
Okay. Do they have any plans for it?
They do. It's secured, yes.
They're waiting for Bob, as usual.
Now, will some of that metal be implemented back in America?
It's up to Bob. Everything's possible.
Okay. No,
this is your bailiwick or wheel. What's the new phrase? Wheelhouse. When I have to make decisions, Leon, I'll consult with you about what I should do.
Okay.
Oh well, we feel much better now. That's great. Excellent.
Quick question about that.
Boy.
Oh.
Go, Leon.
Heaven's joy awaits.
China in all of its cities that they built, by chance, are they going to plan to use that too as well? The ones that they copy, like Rome, Paris, and I believe they did copy New York?
Mm-hmm.
Or mock it?
Yes. Yeah.
Do they have constituents living in there? Living in those cities? Or people living in those cities? Or is it just a ghost town?
Some don't live in those cities. Some of those cities aren't even in this dimension. Mm-hmm. They have four-lane and six-lane highways that go out to the middle of nowhere and just stop.
Well, that's good. You mean they go to other dimensions. The Chinese, is this the work of the mountain, the government, or somebody else, or just the way that geography is?
You're speaking out of your wheelhouse now, Bob. You're out of your wheelhouse now. So the answer is yes, of course, but that's far enough for you.
All right, that's really amazing. That explains that.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, just like the castles, where the castles would have these doors opening into an abyss.
Right.
Or the fireplaces, huge fireplaces you could walk a whole family into, and a fireplace in every room, one for every day of the year, and they'd only go to that castle 1 week a year.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, that was a good question, Leon.
Good.
Is that it?
That's
your one today?
Good living. That's excellent, though. We're impressed. You've been working with him, Bob. He's doing so much better.
and coaching them on the side.
Good. Very appropriate.
Thank you, Bob.
Good.
Thank you, Bob.
It's a good
well,
day.
You know,
praise
let me be
Bob.
Lost.
Praise him. Praise him.
No, the reason, I guess that's why Wyndham Lewis did the novel on the angels, and it's about Hollywood, because that's the city of angels. You know, it's obvious when they first heard that back in the 20s that that would spark right. Lewis's mind. Okay, is that it, Leon? You're done?
One more question, just to top it off. The justification for calling Los Angeles the city of the city of angels.
What's the justification?
The tar pits.
Tar pit. Oh,
the tar pits.
Yep.
You know who had a special relationship with the tar pits was Captain Beefheart when he was a young kid. He was bonkers over the tar pits, and he was trying to get to the dinosaurs. He thought were drowned in them.
So what do angels?
Yeah, that's true. What I just said.
What do angels have to do with tar? Besides my name.
Oh, and the amino acids.
Amino acids, yes, the tar baby.
Fine.
So that's connected.
Certainly.
This is chapter 23, Carol. Chapter of change, talking to angels, tar baby. Mm. It's all come out the last 2 months.
Right. Cool.
Leon did it again. He picked the right point. He asked about the tar. Who else would ask about the tar pits?
Leon's twin.
Yeah.
Yes, Leon's twin.
Okay. Who got Leon? Stop. Right. Who got Leon, and when are you bringing him back? That's all we need to know.
Who got Leon and when's he coming? Who's bringing him back?
When are they bringing him back? Who's bringing him back?
This one is not the Leon we know.
That's right.
Sure.
We have to get Jermaine on the case. He's the only one that knows
Leon. He's a good one. He's a good one. He's a good one, though. He's a good one.
Yeah, he's okay. Yep. All right, Leon. He's a little too jocular. He laughs too much.
Oh,
he's
no.
It's hard for him to get
jocular.
Serious.
He's
jocular, that's right.
Jocular?
Not a new word for Ion.
Is that like post-pubescent ejaculation? Jocular?
Is it jocular?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a hell of a jocular, that one. Yeah, he's a jocular all over the place.
You get your sports in there, too, the jocks.
Fresh out of jail.
Nice. Thank
okay,
you.
So thank you very much, Leon. We're going to bring someone else in. Let's see if Greg or Jimmy have something
one.
To say.
Oh, wait, yeah, they're okay. That's good.
He said not that one. Who was I clicking?
The other one. Not that one, the other one. You want to know the good.
Okay, Junior Greg, got anything to say?
Honey, got anything to say to Bob?
No.
They have nothing to say.
No, we got nothing to say, Bob.
It's Margarita's best segment ever, with the ineffable one. It's a good day.
All right, here's someone who never really gets to talk much. Let's try Yuri. Go ahead, Yuri.
Hello.
Hello.
Yuri.
Hi. Hello, Ion. Hello, Bob family and Bob Springs.
Bobby Lund. Yeah, from Bobby Lund.
The Bobby Lunds. I am ready, and I have a question in reference to the 9/11.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so... with the whole event taking place of 9/11, the building coming down, the people committing suicide, and the plane attacking the building, was this kind of an event to help the conditions in place from the Android meme to shed its skin?
No. No. The only thing it was about was some... No. What it was about was it was about some bonds that Morgan Stanley had in their office, in the building at the time. They weren't supposed to have. They couldn't have them. And so 9/11 was to nothing else but to have those flying. You can walk around New York City, probably pick them up today, but once they were cast out into the wind, of course, they had to nullify every one of those MTMs. And that's what started.
Got it.
Then all of the tranching, all of the transfers, all of the ACH markers. Remember, there was an ACH before that. Every bit of that was controlled right there in the Twin Towers. Well, after that, they had nowhere to go. So our darling Maybank, we just adore Maybank. They're the most wonderful
we do.
Thing, almost right up there with sliced bread. Took over all the ACH transfers in the entire world. How marvelous is that?
So would you say the event was inevitable due to these conditions?
It was not inevitable. It was spawned. It was done. It was made. It was conspired, cajoled. It was a.
It was a set of.
Ejaculared. Ejaculared. Means he.
It was ejaculared.
Right.
Okay.
And, Rory, Yuri, there's a point here. And that point from 2001, then Maybank moves in. That's why the International SWIFT got shut down in isolated America in 2005 or so, right, Ion?
That's correct. Well, it was a little later than that, but see, that's when the crash came, it was in 2008 or 9.
Oh, well, that was America catching up to the fact they had been cut off, and they were had to admit it.
But their cutoffness didn't matter because you, Mr. Dark Soul, saw that shit. You run around and said, oh, it's not a problem. Oh, it's not a problem. Oh, it's not a problem. But it could have been
typing.
A great problem. Could have got a lot of things. Just keep typing. Just keep typing. Oh, just keep typing. JW goes up 1,000 points. It goes down 1,000 points. It doesn't make any difference. Nobody cares because that's a problem. Somebody made $100 million or lost $100 million every time that happens. It doesn't matter. Just keep typing. Just keep typing. And so God darn it, that's what they did. They just kept typing. And then you went from a big debt. Now you owe trillions of dollars of debt, but they just kept typing. There you go. And you
right
know,
now that was a good statement, but it was verbal. Did everybody else experience that verbally?
Yeah.
Was it clear to you, Yuri, what Ion had just said?
No.
On your phone? Yeah, unfortunately, it got burbled, Ion, so we'll have to get the encryption.
It's tech body doing that.
So that's why Obama had to, well, was Obama then forced to do all the strange things?
He was paralyzed.
He
couldn't do anything. He had nothing to work with.
Yeah.
Well, and he couldn't, anything he did would have any action he would have accomplished. It would have undone the time-space continuum. And you guys still have time. Because remember, time is money. And if you get rid of time, then you get rid of money. Bob's going to get rid of money. He already told you. Bob's going to get rid of it. He's already told you. But nobody's ready for that one yet.
Well, I'll get rid of it when I get it all, Carol.
That gave me so much information, I don't even know how to answer my next question, but I'll just skip it.
No, you ask questions. You don't answer your next question. You're so confused. Yeah, I don't know how to answer my next question. Just do it.
All right. Okay, so, due to all of this, did it destroy the control a banking family had and laid the way for other banking families to come into power?
No, neither. You've got this all tangled up.
Yes, exactly.
Somewhere in this vast crevasse that you have moved into, you think that all these monies are an asset. But to the banker, guess what all these monies are? Their liability.
Mm.
Do you have any money?
God, no.
You know, like a piece of money in your environment? Okay, Google money. Google money. I'll let the tech body help you. Google money and read a piece of money and see what it says.
Okay,
American
so
money says,
money
this
meaning.
Note. No. No, let's stop. On the money itself is printed, big as life,
I mean, like Mae Russell Big, okay, this note, now you can Google what a note is good for all debts, both public and private.
Got it. Okay.
See? So right. Now you're saying, uh-huh. You're asking,
oh, well, this scheme came along here, and it really tore up this and really tore up that, and the Turning Texans lost all their money, and the Rockefellers got all their money, and then the Habsburgs took over.
Hell no, not any of that is the case. All this money that you got now ain't backed by anything. It's debt. So who's got all the money? Who's got all the debt? And you have to pay the debt. It don't pay. Debt don't pay you. You pay debt.
Got it.
So okay. You're saying all the banking families, they're tickled as shit to get rid of it because guess what? It made them less on the hook for all this money. That's when them bonds had to fly through New York City. Manhattan's finest. Yeah.
Okay.
Because once those bonds were nullified, it took it off the hook. So now their monies that were lost was debt that was gained. You see?
So is the Golden Brick Road being built currently?
Turned into a museum by Bob. They're giving all the old, obviously, gold to me. Now, note, Yuri, because the banking archetype from before World War I, remember, money became public property in the 30s, and then it evaporated since the 50s, and then we had the Android meme simulation of that, and that collapsed in 2008. So those people that are traditionally assigned the responsibility of money, the bankers, people thought they had control of it. Okay, they have no control. It's like the first become the last, and last become the first. So all the banking families ended up over the last 30 years in the hole, which Dave Worster predicted. So the people technologically have all the power, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. You are more powerful than anybody you ever heard of in history. Right now.
When Bernie Sanders, a person who combs his hair with a balloon, can start ratifying and actually making enough sense that he can be a viable presidential candidate. He's not going to win because without all this money, he couldn't pay for all this stuff. We are going to tax the rich so much that there's enough money to pay for everything. He doesn't sound like Richard Nixon after a little while.
Yes,
they went to school.
Yes, he does.
They went to school together, so it probably wasn't too far away.
You know, all right, no problem. So far, so good.
But the point now becomes that's how ridiculous it's easy. You're that far down the rabbit hole, and then half of America who isn't paying any taxes anyway says, "Well, hell yeah, it ought to be free." God damn, why don't we pay for nothing? I don't want to have to pay for nothing. Margie, do you think we should pay for nothing? No, we shouldn't pay for nothing. We don't think nothing should be nothing.
I want to go to university for 8 years and get drunk and get pregnant and have a bunch of abortions and have my debt paid off. I deserve it.
Hell yeah. Oh, and you forgot. And I don't like the cocaine. I don't use it to get high. I just like the smell. I just like the smell.
Okay, so Yuri,
of course,
there's a big
Adderall
nothing.
Everybody.
There's a big nothing that arrived, the virtual emptiness of everything. And then Bob, the ultimate Christian, took that nothing and made something out of it, which befuddles all those people who take nothing literally.
Got it. Okay, I have a really quick question about DuPont's relationship with all of this. Do you have any knowing of this?
Yeah, we know about DuPont. We know the issues. We know the patents they hold. We know the property they hold. We know the issues they have. We know the lawsuits that they filed or have been filed on them has tangled them up so much so that it has impeded the DuPont Trust. From 1874, the trust has been leaned. Yep, Dorothy, you're not in Kansas anymore because two ex-wives left in Lynch and undid the cocktails of the DuPont Trust. So it's done.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, you were counting on them, Yuri. You thought you were going to get a job with them.
Everything north of the Hudson River is gone.
Damn. Oh, it's horrible.
That's horrible. Get the hell out of there, Yuri, or make something out of nothing.
Working on that, but damn.
Or walk in the door and say, I own this goddamn business. Get out of here. Watch everybody on the beach. They'll hand you the keys. They'll hand you the keys. They'll go to the beach. They'll go to East Hampton and never look back again and say, oh, thank God we got out of this mess. We're glad the owner found us out here. We don't know what's going on. This is a clusterfuck. We're all sore. We can't take it anymore. Let's go. Now you can own the whole damn thing if that's what you want.
That will be the last movement, Carol. All these INOTs showing up all over the world, walking into major institutions and say, I own this joint. It was the last plague of the vile judgment.
And then the hysterical part is they'll be tickled to give it to them. It's like Bayer.
Yeah.
Bayer used to be something you owned, and they sold it. Now they find out that they're on the hook for everything Monsanto ever did for every weed killer, which ain't nothing but damn salt. They're going to pay for the weed killer from now on. It's going to be you lived a million years. You'd never make enough money of what they're fixing that to pay out in settlement. It's ridiculous.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
So everything's literally upside down, Yuri. Everything's really upside down.
Well, you know, it's better now. When y'all were in the upside down, it's when it was bad. You all were in the upside down before. That's when it was really bad. You even scared us, but we were like, oh, shit, this ain't going to work. You can't get that from here. You did.
Bob, I have a question.
Thompson Quadrant.
I have a question for Bob. Bob, why did you start hip hop?
That was creating something out of nothing. You know, the black ghettos, they didn't like, you see, the disco ripped off the blues guys. And they would come on major media and say, we can't play in clubs. You got this idiotic Italian music coming out of that movie, Saturday Night Fever. So by the early 80s, the blacks had nothing. And so the kids, because they knew everything, said, we're going to create a non-music out of broken record players. We're going to make this big, and we'll take over the big void till Bob gets here. So hip-hop is in the Dobbs Quadrant. It's the 8 world, and it's not music. It is making something out of nothing.
So the daemon nuclei was the energy source of this?
Yes, you could say that. Yep.
Okay. Cool.
The black
all
kids
right.
were be, demon nuclei.
You'd be,
they were demonized.
You'd be wrong.
Kids.
You'd be wrong. They were demonized, but they weren't demonic. You're making a reference.
They put it on. They pretended they were gangsters.
Mama Cass. Well, they used it. They didn't pretend. They tried to be. Gangsters aren't gangsters either. The gangster part of the problem is that the one that says, I'm more powerful because I don't have anything, I don't know anything, I had no opportunity, and I'm going to still bust a cap up in your ass, my nigga.
Yeah.
You see?
And so, Yuri, they were expressing in their terms what was happening in Lockdown Bob Rule of making something out of nothing.
Okay.
And like even JW, he says, I can't believe what the top music is, so-called music. It's nowhere near music. It's subatomic Fukushima crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really strange.
All you got to do is turn it on and turn on a tribal beat and say, nigga bitch, nigga bitch, nigga bitch, nigga bitch, nigga bitch. Or if you really want to have some lyrics, you say, kill your mama, kill your daddy, kill your baby too. Bam. It's a hit. It's a hit. Millions. It's
right.
Spending.
This began with the Beatles. A guy who could sing in the traditional way, the original Rye verbalist, Frank Sinatra, was shocked at the Beatles. He was maybe a little shocked at Elvis, but they tamed Elvis, put him in the army. So the Beatles come along, that shocks Frank, and then in 1970, Elvis is shocked because of what Zappa was doing. And then the punk rockers were shocked, the baby boomers, the Elton Johners of the early part of the 70s.
Oh, no, wait, the Ozzy Osbourne, that was the shocker. Didn't
oh, there we go.
Frontal.
There we go. That's Yuri's world.
Frontal,
Yuri grew up in that video.
The full frontal nudity of eating bat heads and doing
yeah, Satanism.
Crazy
full
shit.
Frontal Satanism.
Satanism. Yeah. Aerosmith's finest. Aerosmith's finest of Black Sabbath.
And you know who that
day.
And who was driven nuts by all that? Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones
yes.
ended up being a bureaucrat. He just couldn't do music because there was no more music, but he had to represent the legacy, so he'd get in and manage these idiots and made songs about we like Coca-Cola, the world should all drink Coca-Cola,
yep.
holding hands. Didn't work. Now he's barely alive. They did a documentary on him, and he's trying to make that museum go. But he is a guy they couldn't make the transition. He remained black. So he made a museum of black culture because there wasn't no more black culture.
Ah, so you brought it full circle to
yes.
my question on the Yellow Brick Road, because Quincy Jones
yes.
had a connection in producing that, too, and
yes.
contributing to it. Okay,
yep.
that
yeah.
is
If you
key.
Haven't seen the documentary on Quincy Jones, came out a couple of years ago, that's really worth watching to explain what we just said. You see,
okay.
it's all done in the documentary.
I will never
forget
Meanwhile, right. we're finding old concerts of Captain Beefheart and Zappa in 1975, which is the most outrageous, powerful stuff you ever heard, almost equal to Lawrence Welk with Vestal Goodman as special soloist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And don't forget Verlin Husky. Don't forget Verlin Husky.
Well, Hank Snow from Nova Scotia, he was a great one.
Oh, and Hank Snow, yes. Lord.
How's that for a name for a guy
oh,
from
Hank
Canada?
Snow.
Hank Snow.
No. Hank Snow, yeah, that's fine. That and you damn little Shania Twain who can't
sing. Oh, yeah.
But she can
yeah.
sing all right.
She's down in New Zealand. She's yeah. coming back.
Hey, I have a hip hop meme question.
A what? A pop meme?
A hip hop. A hip hop meme question. Now, skiing was a popular term in hip hop to mention cocaine. Now, in Canada, was skiing, quote, popular?
What is that? Is that a type of song? Rap?
No. It was a reference to cocaine in the hip hop culture.
Okay.
Early hip hop culture. Yeah.
And you're asking
so,
if we knew about that in Canada?
Yes.
No, I didn't. I never heard of this.
No.
But I never skied. I never get into skiing. Lots of opportunities in Nova Scotia, but I didn't do it.
No,
he was
a
yes.
he was a bug.
I know, but
gotcha.
So dark. He's in the dark. He's not that dark. He's in the dark.
Got him.
He has coffee, enemas, and Adderall for breakfast.
Good. Old Christine Hart would go with her alderman father skiing every weekend, and I wasn't even allowed to play ball hockey.
Damn her.
And I was 48 years old.
That's true. It's
a good
year.
Okay.
So when is the lockdown Connie going to be introduced?
Well, that happened. It just dropped. Just
that
collapsed.
Happened now,
me taking over. Yeah, the Android meme. The chart is the Android meme chart is the view from Connie. So Connie started locking everything down in 1990 to 2020.
Oh, yeah.
Then Bob
okay.
comes in. That's
okay.
why she's concerned.
Very quietly.
They melted
yeah.
away.
Quietly took on the
okay,
entire AMA and won, and nobody said a word. That's the news.
Yeah, that's right. Connie really
she
did take over.
She bankrupted the motherfuckers and they ain't said a word. They're just being real quiet. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, we understand. Yeah, thank you.
Shit.
Have a nice
wow, they
day.
Just gave her the keys.
Yep.
They
no, they just left
keys.
It. They just left. They just left it on the side of the road.
Fuck.
That's right. Fuck. That's
yeah.
serious.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
now we're gonna bring in the two black
show.
People. Bring in the two Negroes. And see what they say.
Yay.
So think about Yuri's black. That's his whole culture. We just did Yuri's world.
Thank
Yuri's,
you.
Melanated. All right.
Thank
okay.
you.
Melanation.
Right. So we bring in Jack and Kenley, two black melanated entrepreneurs. And What do you think of this, Jack? Did I stun you again like I did in 1995, talking about black machines on that video? And you, are you getting what we're saying tonight, Jack and Kenley? You're on, Jack.
Hello?
Yes. Did you hear what I said? And then he hangs up. Yeah, fucked up, Jack.
He hasn't got a good connection. Stop it.
No, I don't like that. You're supposed to be all ready
well,
for this important...
Well, that's the tech body, Bob.
I told him a couple hours ago to get ready for the show, way more important than what we were talking about. And then he failed to get... So we got Kenley. And Kenley's not black. That's the problem. He just, you know, lives in the black world, I guess, Kenley, right?
From time to time.
Welcome to our world, kid.
No, it's stressful. Stressful from time to time.
So, Kenley, what do you think of our explanation of the black history of hip hop?
I actually just got on the call, like.
Oh shit! That's what they all say. I picked the wrong guy.
No. But I thought it was, from what I heard, it was on point, I guess.
Yeah, you don't know.
No, I don't really know.
It's all new to you. Okay, so I guess that ends that topic. So, what do you want to talk about?
Let's see. I was trying to get on Saturday. What time does Ion end on Saturday anyway? I feel like I was like staying up on Saturday.
Okay,
night.
So you're in LA. We start at 2, yeah. So we start at 5 your time, and we go 10 to 12 hours. So 5 at night to 5 in the morning, any time in that period.
Oh, Ion stays on until 5 in the morning?
Yeah, at least 10 hours. Last 2 weeks he's been on 12 hours.
Yeah. Damn. We tear it up.
Oh,
big boy, yeah. You better hang on tight. Show you how the milk got in the coconut.
Yeah, see, Kenley, this is all so new to you, it's like hard for you to hear it all. You didn't even know the times, I mean, and you've been on here for
I know that he was on for 10 hours, but I for some reason I thought that he got off at a certain time on Saturday. I didn't think.
Yeah, after 10 hours.
5 in the morning.
Yeah, after 10, 12 hours. 12 hours and then after show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're always caller on the call. It says you are the last caller on the call. It's so sad. You're the last caller.
I feel like I'm always the last caller on the call because I always like fall asleep on the call.
Well, you can, but if you're actually cognizant, they'll tell you you're the last caller on the call. Pretty sad.
So get a question.
I'm on my first day of Remite. I started Remag. I guess 4 days ago? 5 days ago?
Remite or Remag?
I started Remag for. Did I do it backwards? I started Remag first. Is that backwards?
Good. No. Good. That's right.
Oh, okay.
And that's 4 days ago. So what have you noticed?
I feel great. I have a lot of energy. I've been going to the bathroom a lot. I don't know if that's a cause.
Well, that's Dr. Dean's area.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, that's called laxative. You're not supposed to have that. I bet you're taking too much. Right, Carol? He's taking too much. You shouldn't be having the laxative effect.
Unless it's not full of shit, then it's a good thing.
No, yeah, exactly. Maybe that's, yeah. Yeah, but I feel good. I'm taking all the products now because I just integrated the Remite today.
Well, that's not all the product. It's 2 out of 10.
I mean, I'm doing the restructure, the protein, the pills. The realign, the drop.
You've been doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I'm doing 5 products, right? 5, I believe.
Yeah.
5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
And I don't know if you noticed, but I put it. Well, she probably didn't, but I was with a big artist the other day, and I was talking to him about the products. So I ordered something for him.
That's cool. This is another beef you can have with Jack and Jermaine that they didn't tell you about the products 10 years ago.
I know. It's ridiculous. I know.
That's
seriously. At least just send me the products. Like, everybody's talking to me and, like, what are you listening to? I was at the bar the other night on Saturday with a headset, with a little ear pod, and this girl I was with is like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm just waiting for a call to come through. And her sister's like, you've been on some call for 3 hours. Who are you talking to? And I'm like, hey, I looked at her. I was like, hey, you got to be quiet. If you want me to keep messing around with your sister, you gotta be quiet. Trying to blow my spot up. So I'm passing the products along to people. But I'm not necessarily telling the whole ins and outs of everything that's transpiring here.
No. But see, the thing is, yeah, it'll make you regular, but that's why we say to people about the Remag is to sip it through the day in your water bottles and sort of slowly saturate your cells, because if you take it like a hit, then it can overload the cells and then flush out.
Okay, Jack's here. Jack, yeah. What do you say about the hip-hop history we did?
I was in and out of listening to it. So I heard the last part about how hip-hop was started, was stolen from the soul music and all that, but I wasn't, like, listening the whole time.
So are you on the phone, the proper strong phone that you discovered a few hours ago?
Can you hear me?
It's a little muffled.
Yes, fucking phone service sucks.
See, it's a tech body. Kenley's exhausted his curiosity, so do you have a question?
Yeah, I got a question. All right, what's up, my nigga? What's good?
My nigga.
You don't call Ian a nigger. Come on now, Jack. That's a little fucked up there.
My nigga. That's okay.
Where's the first question?
He's got his clothes off. so he's good. Everybody, Jack is strapped buck naked right now. Right now. Tell him, my nigga. Tell him.
Yeah, you already know. I'm full. I feel good. It's hot as shit in this room, too, so I'm naked. All right, so look, okay, this is the first question.
There you go.
With the Emmaus Road, right, when Jesus saw the disciples on the Emmaus Road, and he didn't tell them that he was Jesus, why did he choose to, after he broke the bread, to tell the people that he was Jesus? Why did he wait? Why didn't he just do it right away?
Because he didn't want it, because what he first said when he came out of the tomb, they were trying to say, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. They recognized Mary Magdalene, all of them recognized him. She was a whore, too, by the way. They turned around and she said, don't touch me. My ascension isn't complete yet.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this was a forced ascension. And so it was a bit mercurial, I guess, as Carolyn would say, which is correct. It's a process. And so it was a forced process. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that's the difference and or the problem. Okay? Now, then you come back along. He didn't want it out, and he wanted a slow, streaming flow, not a bolt of lightning like the Damascus Road, where your name is changed, you go blind, you're fucked up. You have to bow to God because you can't stand on your feet. See, that's not what you want. He didn't want to stir up anything. It wasn't about that. It's not about Jesus. All the religions are the same. All the religions are the same. We go back to the Buddhists. The Buddhists wasn't Christian, but they said Jesus would have made a good Buddhist.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they're all the same, sweet. But then Jesus wasn't Christian either, so what you going to do? All right, the rub becomes that it had to be after the fact to say, this is my body broken for you. This is the intention portion of when you're dipping it into, when you're dipping the bread into the blood of the Lamb, which represented what you threw all through Revelation. Now, you've missed some of that stuff, darling, and we got that, okay, but you're strapped up naked, so we can help you with these things. It's all right. We got this. We'll do it slow and easy because it ain't no, there's no hurry. You're ascending. Everything is fine. We got work to do. There's things to do. you've got capacity. And Bob, if you don't spit that out, we're going to have a fit and wash them nasty hands. The very idea. Ugh, Bob and his bad spitting noises. It's ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
Did you lose it?
You lost it. Tech body's fucking with you. Uh-oh. How about that? Better or worse?
Lost what? What are we losing? What's going
lost
on?
Lost what?
Sound, sounds, technology. Danger,
no, we hear
Will
you.
Robinson. Well, but
we just
don't
hear Bob.
We can hear.
Jack, you have to, Jack, you have to listen to the first hour. We exposed Bob. He's the dark soul.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's cool.
To listen to that.
It was too cool for school.
So, Ion, why did God sacrifice his own son? Why didn't he just do it himself? Like, why did he create Jesus?
Because he had to. There's a war, of who's going to sit beside God. God said his son was going to sit beside him, not you, Lucifer.
But why didn't he do it himself? Why didn't he sacrifice himself?
Now, wait. There you go. Wait. This may be better or worse. Hold on. We're looking for better.
Yeah, better.
Better still?
Yeah, a little, but then you're getting a little brittle.
See, there we go. There we go. Let's go this way. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, better or worse?
You're starting to be
maybe
a little
better.
Brittle, like in a tin can.
It's good enough. We ain't got many minutes left. So, Ion, the son of God is Lucifer, did you say?
No. The battle, he asked the question, why did God give up his son? Because if God gave up himself, it'd be kind of hard to convince you to come up into your power. Oh, wait, that's kind of what really happened. The representation of his son was what the battle was about. And so, therefore, it transmuted into Jesus coming back for his bride, which is you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the bride of Christ. Mature bride. You come back into your power. And that's when you reign, rule, and reign with Christ. Got it?
I lost the last part. It broke up. Did everyone hear the last part? Did you hear that, Carolyn?
No, ruled and reigned with what?
The Christ.
We rule and reign. We're the son.
We're
the bride.
You rule. You're the bride of Christ. That's right. Jesus is.
And Christ is the son, and Lucifer objects to the situation.
Yes. But
as the tech body representing all the angels framed by Bob.
Which is actually serving the dead chip body, rather than the angels or God or any of it. It's become its own thing. So you see,
that's pretty complex there, Jack. You're going to have to study that. Get that sense.
I know.
Might be able to help you.
Yeah,
don't make it tribal. That. Don't make it tribal, and it'll be
good.
That's why he's always saying Nigar to mock the tribal tendency.
Nigar. Nigga.
N-I-G-G-A.
Oh, okay. N-I-G-G-A. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's the nigger and the whole black people, the melanated, celebrating themselves. That's tribal. And when Tariq comes along and says, you people aren't black, he tells us he's black, and he tells, you're not black, you're not from there where you thought you are, you didn't get enslaved. They tribally react to him and ban him from their world. They can't take his truth. So Tariq is stuck in Iondom.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
We'll get him on sometime.
Depends, pitching. Depends on if you're pitching or catching. Okay. So now, that point brings up the excrement of, okay, we are here, and what are we doing with this information? You ask the question, why do you want to know?
I was just wondering the process on, you know, just trying to understand why
God wanted to sacrifice something when he could have just did it himself, but I understand.
But that's about yourself. You're thinking old concepts of God. That's not even a valid statement, what you're saying. It's your God, so how can... There's no God out there making decisions.
Yeah, I was just reading Mayor's Road, and it started to hit me on this thing of why did he sacrifice Jesus when he could have did it himself, when he just could...
Well, that was Jesus' mind game. The other two Jesus didn't do it. Jesus, the third guy we all know about, and look at his hijacked church by Peter, he made a big fucking mistake. So we're not interested in anything the third Jesus said about anything.
Either. I just want to know that part of the story. That's all.
Perfect. No, that's perfect. And we'll help with those details, because it only matters. It is important. You need to get a base on it, because what's going to happen is you're going to find yourself in a genre where you're the only one, you're the last one they're going to be able to ask. And if you don't know, they're fucked.
Okay. Let's bring in one last black guy, not only the guy, Darius, see if he has anything to say to this. It's been a black caucus meeting. So, Darius, do you have something to say to what Jack's talking about?
The black Caucasians.
Yeah, the black Caucasians. So, Darius, what have you got to say?
Yeah. I had a thought. It just went away.
Hey, Darius.
Oh, hey, Ion.
Hey.
When you were talking about the broken record music earlier, was it because it was so different from what was going on at the time that made it anti-music, as you said?
No, it never got anywhere. It's when the Bolsheviks killed the Rockefellers in 79-80 and took over the Pentagon and brought in the moral majority in Gerald Falwell, and then ruined the baby boomers their life, Reagan and the moral majority, the Christianization. That was, and so then they propped up the black music, the little kids playing broken record players to launder dope money and all that the Bolsheviks needed.
Well, that was like my main statement about it. Otherwise, it's been pretty interesting listening. I fell off a couple times because my phone is really shitty. But I did get that part.
It's tech body. You're going to have to hone it up. You got to stay on your game. Because, you see, you've had all this for free. Now you got to work to have it. Your world, right? Any way you want to. The word is going to be spoken. We're going to do what we can to keep it clear. But get right with God. It's time to go.
So everybody's going to monitor their equipment properly and anticipate problems. Be ready to counter that. So, Darius, so you brought up a good point, and I answered with some new knowledge. You have another point to make? We only got 2 minutes left.
I don't think I'll be able to come up with anything in just 2 minutes.
Okay, so Kenley, we go back to Kenley. Does he have anything to say now? Now that you've learned a little?
a while ago I heard you tell Bart that he had two paintings watching him, and half of them are betting against him.
Yeah.
Do I have any paintings in my house watching me?
Yes, you do. You have lots, but they're not as sinister, nor are they as personal. But you have a lot. Some of your stuff is actually good, though.
And
what about that?
Hey, Kenley, like what's that. Watching you, Kenley? Carol, I missed that.
Paintings? Object d'art.
There were two looking at Bart, and there's some looking at you, Kenley. Okay.
Yes, if he had.
So are any betting against me? Or how many? Are any betting against me?
No. They're not betting against you. They're trying to support you. It's all good. We'll show you later.
Ah, damn.
They're trying to support you.
Nice. Stay on the line.
We'll talk about it in tailgate.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Thank you, Ion. See y'all soon.